This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Northeast Colorado will see severe storms and possibly even some tornadoes this afternoon and into tonight. Bob Klyla is with the National Weather Service in Boulder.
The higher threat of tornadoes is basically Fort Collins north to the Wyoming border out towards, say, you know, Sterling area. But, I mean, we can't rule out some isolated tornadoes even further south, down into the Denver area, maybe out towards Akron, stuff like that.
Forecasters are also warning of the potential for hail more than 2 inches in diameter for the area. Following last year's deadly shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs, state and local leaders encouraged the public to donate to the Colorado Healing Fund. But some Club Q victims say the nonprofit hasn't been transparent about where that money goes. Wyatt Kent is one of the survivors.
So why are we having to beg? We shouldn't be nitpicked at every quarter and nickel and dime. We should be afforded it, because we weren't afforded the chance to leave that club when a man came in with an automatic weapon. So afford us the chance to heal.
Jordan Finnegan with the Colorado Healing Fund says over two-thirds of the $3.2 million raised has gone out, but she also says the most recent cash distribution was in February, more than 4 months ago. Two Coloradans who represent the United States at the FIFA Women's World Cup this summer, Lindsay Horan of Golden and Sophia Smith of Windsor, were named to the 23 women squad today. The women's national team plays its first match on July 21st against Vietnam. This summer's World Cup is spread across Australia and New Zealand. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.